Thank you for calling Oshkosh Fiber. My name is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Yeah, hi, this is Nick. I'm not a customer yet, but I got the flyer, and I know that you guys are, I mean, I got the blue marks all over my lawn and street and all that, so you guys are digging. I guess they're going underground, which makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. I like that. I have questions about how it's set up. It's a fiber cable, so I have to have a wire going to the house?
Yes, Mr. Nick. So we will connect you from the junction back on the industry. If your utilities right now are on the ground, that's how we most likely are going to be doing your connection as well. It will run the fiber from the street to your house.
And how do they do that, underground?
Right now, how are your utilities coming into your house? Do they come in through the poles or on the ground?
Well, the pole, but you're burying your line underground, correct?
So, yes, we do installation. It can either be done through the poles or on the ground. If your utilities,
the poles are on the other side of the street. You're going to be putting it underground on this side of the street. If you're going to be up on the poles and up in the air, I'm not interested. If it's underground, it makes sense because it'll weather storms and all that sort of thing. So if it's underground, we could do business. If it's not, well, then what's the difference? You know, you're still up in the air.
Okay.
To storms and snow and rain and squirrels and all that good stuff.
I completely understand. So, Mr. Nick, what we can do is, because we can have a technician come over and just and evaluate and survey your property to see how the installation will be done before you decide to sign up. It's no cost to you. They can just come in and evaluate and talk to you and let you know how the installation is done. So you will know how it's going to be done.
Yeah. Also, does it run on from the, the modem is going to have to be in the basement where the line comes in. And then I've got Cat 5 wire or Cat 8. How do you connect inside the house to the modems and to the routers and all that?
Okay, so they'll bring the fiber in your house. We provide you the ONT gateway and the router, and that's how we'll connect.
You're not giving me enough information. That's nothing. What I'm asking for is what type of connections do they use? Do they use coaxial? Do they use Cat 6, Cat 5, Cat 8?
They don't use coax, so we are compatible with Cat 8 and Cat 6 and Cat 5.
Cat 5 and Cat 8?
Mm-hmm.
Both, yeah, because I have Cat 8 in the walls. Because I'm not going to be opening up walls and I'm not stringing lines across rooms and, you know, that sort of thing. So, and I knew that ahead of time, so I'm set up for it. So if it's all Cat 5, then it could just come right in that manner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your pricing is what? The slowest speed you have is a gigabyte?
For residential, the lowest speed we have is 500 megabits. We have 500 megabits, 1 gig or 2 gig is the highest that we have right now for residential.
Okay. And how much is the 500 megabytes?
The 500 is $69.99, but if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your ACH account, they give you a $10 discount.
Oh, so I can get, according to your flyer, for the same price, For $10 more, I get 1,000 megabytes.
Correct.
I get a gig.
Yes.
You think that your half of that would be a little bit less, more affordable for people that are retired or, you know, disabled or that sort of thing. Do you have any programs like that?
So the only promotion we have at this time is when you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing. I believe that the you know, because we have a lot of people inquiring about, you know, veterans and senior citizens. So I do believe they'll work, you know, on some type of promotion for that population. But right now, the only thing we have is the $10 for ACH discount. If you decide to put a debit card or credit card instead of an ACH account, it's only $5.
We already went over that. That's fine. I'd be more interested in, you know, I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of money. $70 a month means I don't eat for 2 days, for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. And a lot of people are in that position, and many more people are going to be in that position. So, and I know a lot of other cable companies, internet companies, they do have programs for, you know, the elderly and income compromised people out there. So hopefully your company will do the same.
Yes, yes, definitely. That's something that that should be in the works. Yes.
Okay, very good.
All right, Mr. Nick. So would you like me to send your information over for somebody to service your property just so they can ensure you how the installation will be done?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say the best phone number to contact you is the one that you're calling us from, the 774-208-1208.
But no marketing on this line. You can send me information, communicate, but no marketing.
Correct. No, this is just for them to give you a call and set up a time to come by. No marketing will be, I'm not putting anything in the system for you. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Would you like to provide me your address so I can send that over as well? Or would you give that information to them once they contact you?
Yeah, let them know when they contact me. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. So first name is Nick, and I got the phone number. They will be reaching out to you most likely tomorrow because it's later in the afternoon. But I will definitely send that over for them to contact you, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling us at 5. You have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.